Amen, amen. This is your house. And thank you. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's a good day to be alive, and we just thank God for another day's journey. Good morning, and welcome, Blog Talk listeners all around this beautiful world to Running for Christ Ministries Saturday morning worship service. I am Kathy Clyburn, your presiding person for this Saturday morning worship experience, brought to you by Running for Christ Ministries, a church of teaching, learning, and doing. We thank God for each and every one of you who tune in regularly, and we ask that you tell someone else that this Saturday worship service is happening. As always, we will start out with scripture and prayer, and at Running for Christ Ministries, we believe is vital, and the Word of God tells us so. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. And we have this morning to help us do so is our very own Rebecca Johnson. Good morning, and thanks for being with us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Great. Thank you. Take it away.
All right. So the title is We Are God's Ambassadors, coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verses 6 through 10 and verses 14 through 21. So we are always confident, even though we know that as long as we live in these bodies, we are not at home with the Lord. For we live by believing and not by seeing. Yes, we are fully confident, and we would rather be away from these bodies, for then we will be at home with the Lord. So whether we are here in this body or away from this body, our goal is to please him, for we must all stand before Christ to be judged. We will each receive whatever we deserve for the good or evil we have done in this earthly body. Either way, Christ's love controls us. Since we believe that Christ died for all, we also believe that we have all died to our old life. He died for everyone so that those who receive his new life will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they will live for Christ, who died and was raised for them. So we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. At one time, we thought of Christ merely from a human point of view. How differently we know him now. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun. And all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to himself through Christ. And God has given us this task of reconciling people to him, for God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. And he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God, for God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. Let us pray. Lord God, our Father, we give thanks today for this opportunity to once again offer you some much-deserved praise and thanksgiving. We ask that you fill with your Holy Spirit everyone who will take part in this worship service. Lord, we thank you for life, love, family, friendship, and fellowship. Lord, we ask that you hear and answer the prayers of faith that are lifted to you by your people, and that you heal the sick and comfort the many bereaved. Lord, bless the preacher with a word from you for all of us to hear and obey and be blessed by. Lord, we pray that our songs, prayers, and the preach word lifts up Jesus so that all those who are lost will be found by you. Dear Father, we thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and it is in his mighty and wonderful name that we ask these blessings. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for the prayer and scripture. Have a great day. We appreciate you.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, now that we have acknowledged our now that we have acknowledged our ways unto the Lord, we will continue to be ministered with our song selection service with our very own shepherd, Pastor O. Take it away, Pastor O.
Mm-hmm. cries are first. Not a song of sorrow, pain, but one that sings of your worth. Savior, the world's in need. Let me love and adore you.
Amen. That's Fred Hammond and the United Tenders. Tenors. Not tenders, tenors. Amen. Fred Hammond and the United Tenors. Amen. This whole album is awesome. And you're hearing what I was worshiping to yesterday while I was working out. You know, I work out. I do what I call a hard workout every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And so I got this music that I listen to, you know, and this is what ended up being the worship workout music for yesterday. And, amen, it's Fred Hammond and the United Tenders. We're going through a lot, you know, Buffalo, right? Ubralvi, right? Tulsa, right? And my wife was telling me yesterday somebody in churches was shot up, and we're going through a lot, you know. The economy is growing out of control, and inflation is through the roof. They can't even, there's so much prosperity going on that people want to buy, but it's not enough to buy, so the prices go up, and that causes inflation. Amen. But I hope you're listening to what I said. I said we're going through a lot. We're going right through it as if it wasn't even there. Now, the world is going through it. Amen. But we're going through it. You remember when the children of Israel were down there in Egypt, in the land of Goshen. While Egypt was going through it, they weren't. They were in the land of Goshen. It might as well have been called Providence. Why? Because they were under God's benevolent care. And we are today. I'm just trying to tell you, don't think that you're in this thing by yourself and God don't know what's going on. Guess what? He is. I remember when I returned this thing down. I remember when I first started listening to that song. I'm telling you, I must have cried 50 million times. Amen. Lord have mercy. But you know what? If you want to bring God close to you, there's a way to do that. And I love this song. Again, it's Fred Hammond and the United Tenors. I love this song. It's simply entitled, Here in Our Praise. What I want you to do in this song is I want you to listen to what he says happens when we praise. Amen. There is something in praising that God wants to give us, but we only get it when we praise him. But we've got to get to the place where we're in the Philippian jail. We've been beat. We've been falsely accused. We've been locked up. We've been left a bloody mess, sitting in a mess. But somehow at midnight, amen, we sing praises to God and things happen. That's what this song is based on. Listen to it.
This is the
Lord, we worship you. We worship you. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor, for those blessings and songs and faith and testimony. Our hearts have truly been moved and encouraged. Awesome. Which takes us to time to talk to God, the only one who can meet all our needs. Come to the altar with all your cares and concerns, because there is power in prayer. Following this selection, the next voice you will hear, doing double, triple duty, is our very own awesome Pastor Gerald Marshall Overall, offering prayer and petitioning God on our behalf. Meet us at the altar and prepare to receive Pastor Gerald Marshall Overall. Pastor O, pray to the Lord. Amen.
It belongs to me. Salvation belongs to me. And I have everything to make salvation complete. 'Cause I know the work is already done by the power of his blood. I know it's mine. It belongs to me.
Amen. I love how it's in the past tense. You know, that agrees with what God did in Genesis chapter 1. He created everything. And at the end of that thing, he rested. And, you know, I've read through the Bible, praise the Lord for going through with me. And one thing I noticed maybe third or fourth trip through, that God had rested. And he had not gotten up again. But you'll find in Revelation 21, that God becomes active again. He says, behold, I make everything new. And I said, oh, you come out of your rest. Amen. So that means right now it's done. What God does is he causes us, give us opportunities to use our faith to call out from heaven what we need on earth to perform the will of God. He also gives us the power to bind things that's in heaven, those plans. You remember when God was talking to Satan, how Satan was planning to get at Job, but amen, he had to have something unbound that was in heaven so he could go and bind Job on earth with it. But it didn't work. Job's faith called up to heaven to get what he needed on earth to defeat the devil, so Job could keep on being a righteous man, a man who hates evil, a man who prays for his kids even if he think they sinned. So he could be that man that God described. And so right now what we're about to do is pray to God, but in faith. That means we're going to pray according to his word. We're not going to come with a laundry list of things we think we know we need or want, but we're going to come knowledgeable, with knowledge, knowing what God will and won't do. We're not worried about houses, cars, and clothes. We're not worried about that stuff, places to go, trips, and all of that. We ain't worried about that. Why? Because if we seek his kingdom, his authority and his rule over us, his kingdom rule and authority over us, and if we seek his righteousness, his way of living and acting and talking and doing, amen, and everything that we do in all our ways acknowledge him, then he'll direct our paths, right? Then he'll add that stuff that we're not looking for. See, Solomon was asked by God, what you want? I'll give you whatever you want. Name it. Name it and claim it, Solomon. He ain't talking to you. He was talking to Solomon. Amen. And Solomon thought about it and said, I want to be able to serve your people like you. I want to be like you in service to your people. But when you read that thing, God said, well, what you didn't ask for, you know, the defeat of your enemies, wealth and riches and fame, wisdom, I'm going to give it to you along with the other. So if we seek his kingdom and his righteousness first, all of that stuff is automatic because God holds that we have, he has our hearts. Amen. And we just don't love him for his stuff. So let's talk to him because we can. Lord God, our Father, and we approach you this way because our Lord and Savior Jesus told us, he said, when you pray, say, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on this earth, just like it is in heaven. Give us today what we need to eat. And forgive us our sins like we forgive those who sin against us. We understand and recognize that yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. And we know that you will never lead our feet into sin. You said that in your word over in James, that when we are tempted, let us not say that you're doing it. But we are enticed. We are drawn away by our own lust. That's how that happens. And so, Father, we thank you today that we can talk to you. We thank you today that we can cry, Abba, Father, as we are told in Romans 18, that we can call you Daddy. We can say, Daddy, I need your help. We thank you, Father, that you are as close to us as the words that come out of our mouths. You are as close to us as the thoughts we harbor in our hearts. You are more intimate and close to us than anybody else in existence. You know us better than we know ourselves, and we thank you for that. You know just what we need, and you know just how to deliver it to us. We're yours. Lord Jesus, when you had Paul to write in Philippians 1 and 6, you wanted us to know that you're working on us. You're working on us. You're working on us. You're perfecting us. You're turning us into who we're going to be forever, and we thank you for that. We can be confident that we will become all that you know we're going to be before we leave here. As we heard your little sister, Jesus, Rebecca, reading this morning, and she said that we all stand before the judgment seat of Christ to receive rewards for the work that we've done in this body, whether good or bad. And we know, Jesus, the bad has already been dealt with. You crucified our sins on the cross. We thank you for that. You crucified them in your flesh. And when you were raised up, the sins weren't with you anymore. And when we accepted you as our Lord and Savior, our sins were done away with. So we're just coming home to receive rewards for the things we did do right. And we thank you for that. You don't have to give us anything, but you do. And we thank you for that. We praise you for that. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we didn't have to come into this world and want anything. Every time when we got here, we couldn't provide nothing for ourselves, but you provided people to provide for us so that we could have the things we need to live. And we're alive right now because of everything you provided for us from our birth to this very moment. We thank you, Lord, that we didn't come here as adults having everything. But we came here as little children, crying out for nourishment from those that you provided, and that nourishment was provided. So we thank you. We thank you, Lord. You are good. You give us one day after another. And even though our world is filled with all kinds of this and that, we're not concerned about that. We know what you're doing, Father. You are taking out of this world a people for yourself, just like you said. We read the whole story from Genesis to Revelation. We saw what the end's going to be. And the end's going to be a new heaven, a new earth, a new Jerusalem, and no evil nowhere. Everything that's evil won't be there. They'll be where they want to be, eternally separated from you. But you make it hard, Lord, for somebody to be eternally separated from you. You got churches on every corner. You got all kinds of denominations. And every one of them say, if you believe in Jesus, you can be saved. Yes, we've added a whole bunch of minutiae that don't even make no sense. But, Lord, we know that one thing is right. You need Jesus to be saved. And we thank you for that. Father, we repent of all of the things that we should have done but have not done. You told us to study to show yourselves approved unto God so that we could become your workmen who need not be ashamed, but you could use us as those who can rightly divide the word of truth. And then we can, Father, go out and tell those our story as to why we even believe in you. And, Father, at the same time, we can help those who have accepted you as Lord and Savior to live better for you. And Father, because you have, your love through the Holy Spirit has been spread abroad in our hearts, we feel like you do. When we see folks hungry and we have what they need, we can't help them until we get a chance to help them. We feel their need. And we're not those, Heavenly Father, who see our brothers and sisters in need and have what they need and don't help them, but say, be warmed and filled. You said to James, through James, his pen, when he wrote, what good is that? You said over there in 1 John chapter 3 that if folks is acting like that who claim to know you, you challenge, can the love of God really be in that person? You were saying, can God see somebody with a need and not do what Jesus did? They was following him and they was hungry. And for that reason alone, He fed 5,000, upwards of 20,000 if you count the women and children. But we're not like you, Father. We're very judgmental. We're mean to people. We have nasty attitudes. We're anything but the light of the world. We're anything but the salt of the earth. When people look at the church, they don't even want to come to church because we there and the way we act. We act one way in church, act another way at home. We're the worst folks on the job instead of the best folks on the job. We are not advertising and displaying you. We're not doing what Jesus did. When he was here, Father, in Genesis 7 and John chapter 17, in the first four verses, Jesus wanted to come back home to the place he was before this was even created to get his glory back that he had with you before the world was made. But he had this testimony. Jesus said that he had brought you glory on earth. In other words, in this case, he had advertised and displayed you to everybody who came in contact with him. And he said he had finished the work that you gave him to do. That's what we want to do, Father. So we repent and we ask your forgiveness. We haven't studied. It's as if we don't even care if we're approved unto you. We haven't become those who can rightfully divide the word of truth so you can use us in any way you want to. But we're just satisfied with being saved. But that's over with, Father. From this day forward, we're going to be not just Christians, but we're going to be functioning Christians. We're going to be the kind of Christians you can use. We're going to be so studied up, Father, that when we sit next to somebody without a Bible, without a phone, or without any other thing to help us, we can do like Paul did, like Peter did, like the apostles did, like those folks who got saved, that 3,000 who turned the world upside down with the gospel. And they didn't have all of that. But what they did have is the Holy Spirit, and what they did have is power. You said we would receive power to be able to do all that when the Holy Spirit came on. And Father, you kept your end of the bargain. The Holy Spirit has come, and we've been filled with the Holy Ghost. But all we do is grieve him because he asked us to go to Bible class. We won't. He asked us to go to Sunday school. We won't. He asked us to fellowship, to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. We won't. We won't do anything he tells us, and yet we find ourselves on our knees begging for things. But, Father, every one of your promises is prefaced by this. If you do, I will. If you don't, I won't. You said over there in Deuteronomy 28, if we fully obey and we carefully follow all the rules, regulations, and bylaws you give us, then all this, those first 14 verses contain all blessings that we receive if we fully obey and carefully follow. Jesus, we know that we're under grace and not the law. But if we do what you tell us to do, will you not do what you said you would do? Didn't you tell us to seek the kingdom, the righteousness of God above all else? And didn't you tell us that all these things would be added to you? Lord, we ask you to forgive us right now. We repent of allowing any and everything to get in the way of studying to show ourselves approved unto you. We're changing that, Jesus. We're changing that. We're going to do what we need to do so you can have your way with us. We ain't going to just say, have your way with me. We're going to prepare ourselves for you to have your way with us. Lord God, our Father, we ask you, Father, to look at your people in this world and preserve them and protect them just like you did the people of Israel when they were in Goshen. Father, we know, Jesus, because you told us in that Olivet Discourse, you told us that all of this stuff would be happening, and now it's happening. Wars and rumors of wars, famines and diseases all over the place, and fathers and not getting along with the children not getting along with the fathers not getting along, mothers not getting along with the children not getting along with the mothers. You told us over there in 2 Timothy chapter 3 that these would be the last and terrible days. And then you gave us a description of what things would be going on and all those things are going on. You told us over there in 2 Peter chapter 3 that folks would start saying, where's Jesus? Jesus said he was coming back. He ain't got back yet. Where's Jesus? And that is exactly what's happening today. And many of those who claim to be yours, Father, their love is growing cold. They're getting tired of waiting. But you said over there in Matthew that only those who endure to the end will be saved. Endure, those who last, those who stay on the battlefield to the end, they'll be saved. In other words, they'll be protected during the hard times. They'll be kept in the Philippian jail. They'll be kept in the land of Goshen while God destroys all Egypt. Lord, we see what you're doing. And so, Lord, we ask, first of all, that you remind the church, your body, Jesus, that you're doing this. And you said that these things would happen. Help us to have a proper response to these things. You said when you see, over there in the book of Luke, you said when you see all these things happening in Luke 21, you told us to rejoice. You told us to be glad. And you know, here's the reason why you told us to rejoice, why we should be glad, because our redemption, our time to come home and be with you is almost here. You're going to come back for your church. Your Father's going to say, Jesus, go get your church. And you're going to come back and rapture the church right out of this world. We'll be caught away so quick people won't even see us go. But that's what you said. That's what we're waiting on. But Jesus, this time ain't that time. Okay, we're still waiting. And we're still anticipating your coming. And so, Lord, as we look at this world and all the stuff you're allowing the devil to do, he's going into school and he's shooting kids, and all we care about is protecting the gun rights. I mean, he's going into grocery stores and shooting old ladies, and all we care about is gun rights. I mean, Jesus, he's shooting doctors. He's walking into hospitals and shooting doctors because we're still in pain and we don't think they did a good job. And in all those cases, Jesus, AR-15 assault military-style weapons were used, and we don't want to get rid of them. But we want the problem to go away. Lord, we keep doing the same thing, and we keep expecting a different result. Have we not gone insane? Is that not the literal definition of insanity? So we're asking, Jesus, encourage the body of Christ, strengthen the body of Christ, because I don't believe these things are going to stop, Lord, because if nothing else is true, your word is, and you said all these things would happen. You told us. You said, Jesus, you told us before it happens, so when it happens, we would remember like your disciples did over and over in the book of Acts, the Lord said this would happen. And they found courage. They found peace in the midst of turmoil. Lord, you need us to shine like bright lights today so people can see their way to Christ. We don't need to be as worried and as depressed and scared as the world when we know what's going on. They don't. That's why they act like they do. But we know. So we're asking you to strengthen us for these days and these times. Lord Jesus, you said that Running for Christ Ministries was going to be your end-time church, that the folks who you used there was going to be your end-time saints. I pray that you make them know that. I pray that they see, Father, that everything, you make everything, whatever happens to the world has nothing to do with us. You make everything work to our good, or your word's not true. And we need to stop saying that, Jesus, if we ain't going to believe it and find the peace that comes from it. No matter what happens to us, Jesus, just like the life of Joseph, you made everything. It kept on, but God was with him. But God was with him. But everything kept happening to him, but God was with him. You're with us today. You said, Jesus, you'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us. You weren't lying. We might not believe you there, and we might leave and forsake you, but you won't do that to us. All we have to do is 1 John 1:9. All we have to do is what Peter did. Lord, save me. And you will show up and make it a teaching moment. It teaches that it was doubt that made us sink. Lord God, our Father, I thank you today for this opportunity to have talked to you, to raise up all of these things. And these people, Lord, who are with me, who are today, tomorrow, whenever, I pray that they are praying along with me. We say yes, Father. As we end this prayer, we say yes. We will do whatever we have to do to be your servants in this world in these last days. We will study to show ourselves approved so we can be workmen who don't need to be ashamed, but who can rightly divide the truth. We will be good husbands. We will be good wives. We will be good children. We will be the light. We will be the salt of this earth. We will lift up Jesus in everything we say and do so that this whole world is drawn in. Because your will, Father, 2 Peter 3:9 says that you are not slow as the world counts slowness. But it is your will that not one perish, but all come to everlasting life. And we know, Lord, that this world is going to be destroyed just like you said it is. But we have hope because we're looking for that new heaven, that new earth, that new Jerusalem that you promised us. And we know not one of your promises will ever fail. And so we thank you that we get to talk to you and raise up all our concerns to you. And now in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus, the name, Father, that you gave us, Jesus, when you were here, you said anything you ask the Father in my name, he'll do it. Anything you ask me in my name, I'll do it. That is according to your will, Lord, and we have prayed according to your will. We have praised you. We have repented. We have asked you, and we have said, yes, we will yield, amen, to your will. In Jesus' name we pray and give thanks. Amen.
Amen, amen. Power of prayer. Awesome. Govern yourselves accordingly. As always, we appreciate you, Pastor O, for praying and making our request known to God. Thank you.
Amen.
All right. I am truly enjoying the service, and I hope you are too. With more to come, I want to say thank you for allowing me to be your presiding person. And as always, if you have been blessed by this Saturday worship experience, then be a blessing to others and let them know that this Saturday worship service is happening. Share the love, the joy, and the blessing. Okay? All right. Okay. Time for the preach word. A message from God. The best part, icing on the cake. The next voice you will hear following this song selection is none of God, Brother Elder Joseph Stevens. Prepare to receive Elder Joseph Stevens coming his own way with the word from the Lord. Amen.
Just trying to figure it out, fighting doubt, trying to believe God, trying to watch the words of my mouth and stay on the road. Trouble come and go, even on the mountain high or the valley low. Never let your faith go.
Oh, never let your faith go.
I've been there before, so confused, don't know which way to go. Stressed out, world so crazy, might as well stay in the house. Fear trying to rise up. Got terrorist disguise,
they look like us, but we know who we trust. Just when I say that we gon' be alright, we gon' be alright.
Tell us,
we gon' be alright. Alright.
Say
we gon' be alright.
In his last days,
evil times will come and it's here today. Look at all the hate, senseless crime and murder.
Day.
Human trafficking, racism, police brutality, bullying, rape, trouble, shame,
shady abuse, and evil I pay.
Let your kingdom come, let your will be done
in the earth.
Let your glory rise, let your sun shine,
let it burn through the dark.
Hey, even through the storm and the rain,
we will shout, cause we know after the night,
say it,
we gon' be all right.
Gonna be all right. And that ties right into the word. We're going to be all right because we are saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. Good morning, Pastor O, Sister Sheila, Running for Christ Ministries and Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. Father God, we just thank you for privilege and opportunity once again to praise and bless your praise, worship, and preach your word. Father God, we thank you for your awesome power in our lives. Father God, we thank you for everything that you do. May the words of my mouth,
Hello? Okay, I think we had a phone, or let me turn this down. I think we had a phone drop. Okay, are you muted, unmuted? Uh-oh. Okay, I think we have I'm pretty sure we got some sort of problem going on. Amen. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a song and then try to reestablish a connection with the preacher.
Did you know that he set me free? cause he makes my heart feel at home. Cause he understands me.
Yes, he understands me.
And he comforts me. I heard he loved without condition. Did you know that he's alive for all to see? I know he's alive for all to see. And did you know?
I didn't hear unmuted, but I take it that I am unmuted. God bless. Technical difficulties this morning. For some reason, it booted me off the line. The day of Pentecost is noted in the Christian church as the day on which the Spirit descended upon the apostles and on which, under Peter's preaching, so many thousands were converted in Jerusalem, Acts 2. Easton's Bible Dictionary, and we know that so many thousands was 3,000 souls. 1:8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth, NIV. Subject today, the power of the Holy Spirit. And if you want to put in parentheses this question, what do you believe? Power. That's number 1411, dunamis, power, force, literally or figuratively. Miraculous power, usually by implication, a miracle. King James talked about the ability, the mighty deeds, the workers of miracle power, mighty wonderful work according to Strong. And but you know, the word comes on you, has stead of many a believer. And it's just supervene influence comes in and upon us for the work of God, according to Strong. Comes on you, again, has been a source of fear for some Christians, brothers and sisters. But we know that we don't have the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and the sound mind. Witnesses, when we read that, a lot of times, I don't believe we see the word witnesses. Martos, of uncertain affinity with a witness by analogy, a martyr, record, witness by Strong. Witnesses, how do we miss that part? Witness, evangelize, share the word with people, what God commanded us to do. Many of the apostles, disciples of the early church, were martyrs. We don't have that problem today where we're at. However, some are still being martyred in other countries. But they were fully sold out for Jesus, gained on new disciples. What are we sold out for today? They were sold out to gaining disciples daily. What are we sold out for? Pentecost, a day that the power of God was revealed in a new way. God's supernatural power was present on Pentecost and is available for us today. God's supernatural power was present on Pentecost and is available for us today. Matthew 3:11, I baptize with water those who repent of their sins and turn to God. But someone is coming soon who is greater than I am, so much greater, and not worthy even to be his slave and carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. New Living Translation. John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Spirit in his mother's womb. Luke 1:15. John baptized Jesus with water. The Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus like a dove. Mark 1:10. Now I'm going to mess with you. How many baptisms was that? Was that one or two? Jesus, God the Father, and the Holy Spirit were all present at Jesus' baptism. Immediately after, the Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness. Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights and was tempted by Satan. And we know that he told Satan, it is written, each time Satan tried to tempt him with something that was half word, half truth. If Jesus needed the baptism of the Holy Spirit, what about you and me? Now, I believe in three baptisms. Baptism into the body of Christ, 1 Corinthians 12:13. Water baptism, Romans 6:3-4. And baptism in the Holy Spirit, Acts 2:4. Tongues was part of Acts 2:4. And tongues has been a point of confusion. It was a point of confusion then, and it's still a point of confusion today. Let me say, speaking in tongues and the baptism of the Holy Spirit is not a salvation issue. It is a power issue. Let me say again, speaking in tongues, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is not a salvation issue. It's a power issue. I encourage you to read, study, and meditate on Acts 8:17. Acts 10:44-47, Romans 8:39, and then read the entire chapters of 1 Corinthians 12:13 and 14. Acts 10:44-47, Romans 8:26-27, 1 Corinthians 14:39, and remember to read the entire chapters of 1 Corinthians 12:13-14, and then pray for understanding and revelation. Acts 2:38-39, Peter replied, each of you must repent of your sins, turn to God, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ to show that you have received forgiveness for your sins. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. 39, this promise is to you and your children and even to the Gentiles, all who have been called by the Lord our God. And to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call, with the King James translation, that's you and me, everyone after us. I believe speaking in tongues is still for today. But I also know Paul set order to speaking in tongues in 1 Corinthians 14. However, many miss the verse, 1 Corinthians 14:39. So my dear brothers and sisters, be eager to prophesy and don't forbid speaking in tongues. And then verse 40, he said, But be sure that everything is done properly and in order, New Living Translation. Be courteous and considerate in everything, the Message Translation. Scripture, souls were added daily. Daily, church. Daily, my brothers and sisters. Souls were added daily. I want you to think about that. What will it take for us to have souls added daily? We need the power of the Holy Spirit. How do we communicate and pray with power to God? Jude 20 says, but ye, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. And I know some people don't like to hear the word ghost or the name ghost, praying in the Holy Spirit, if that gives you a problem. I believe praying in the Holy Ghost is praying in tongues. We have so many churches today. Some say on every corner. Pastor even prayed that in his prayer this morning. Churches on every corner. We know we don't literally have them on every corner, but on some streets and some blocks, there are so many churches, you can't count all of them. But where is the power? Where is the change? Let me ask that again. Where is the power? Where is the change? Acts 2:1-4 says, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. NIV translation. But let's see what happened after that. The disciples of the first century church turned the world upside down, preaching and teaching Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. Many were threatened with death and still went on to preach and teach Jesus. They were martyred cause of Christ. Many are being martyred today in foreign countries. We need to continue to lift those brothers and sisters up in prayer. We need to continue to pray that those brothers and those that's killing them, even those that are putting them to death, even those that are killing them because of their religion and what they believe, we're going to pray that God will touch their hearts just like he did Saul, Paul, when he knocked him off that beast on the Damascus Road. Church, it's time that we stand up and do what Jesus would have us to do. Praying in the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues is only part of it. Let me say that again. Praying in the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues is only part of it. Jude 20 to 25 says, but you, dear friends, must build each other up in your most holy faith. Pray in the power of the Holy Spirit. New Living Translation. Yes, build up your faith, brothers and sisters. But we need to build up and encourage each other as we see the day of the Lord coming. And that's not all we need to do, but we definitely need to continue to pray for, to build up and encourage each other. 1 Thessalonians 2:12 says, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God, who calls you into his kingdom and glory. NIV translation. Jude 20 told us to build up our faith, praying in the power of the Holy Spirit. But we cannot just build up our faith. We have to continue to encourage and help others build up their faith. 21 says, and await the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will bring you eternal life. In this way, you will keep yourself safe in God's love. Keep yourself safe in God's love. Pray, fast, love, witness, and continue to encourage and comfort one another. Verse 22, and you must show mercy. Show mercy. Don't judge. Don't talk about them. Pray for them. Don't judge. Don't talk about them. Don't belittle them. Show mercy. Should I say that again? Don't judge. Don't belittle. Don't call them out in front of other brothers and sisters, but pray for them. And show them some mercy. Have compassion. Be one of those brothers and sisters that makes a difference in the body of Christ. And then go and make a difference with people. 23. Rescue others by snatching them from the flames of judgment. Show mercy to steal others, but do so with great caution, hating the sins that contaminate their lives. He's telling us to go make disciples, but don't get caught up in what they're doing. Stay caught up in the word, water the word to help pull them out of the fire of damnation. Colossians 3:16 says, let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual psalms to God with thankful hearts. New Living Translation. God has given the Holy Spirit to teach, lead, guide, and remind us of all truth. What is that truth? The Word. that truth is the word, and the Holy Spirit will never teach, lead, guide, or remind us of anything that contradicts the word. But one question I have we fully opened ourselves up to the Holy Spirit? Have we fully opened ourselves up to the Holy Spirit? If not, then we do not have his power. Acts 2:1, the King James says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. The church is much too divided today. The church is locked in tradition, denominations, and man's word, and not God's word. The church is lacking power. Oh, help us, Holy Spirit. Acts 1:8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses. Church, parading in, God's or ours? Church, who are we witnessing to? And that verse goes on to say, telling people about me everywhere. In Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. New Living Translation. Church, my brothers, my sisters, where is your Jerusalem? Judea, Samaria. I'm not even talking about to the ends of the earth, but where is your Jerusalem? Judea and Samaria. Go witness. Go share the word. Live lives in front of others. Just don't pray in tongues and speak in the Holy Spirit and have a life that doesn't exemplify Christ. Do that and watch what God does. With God, nothing is impossible. Let me say that again. With God, nothing is impossible. With God, nothing is impossible. Hebrews 4:12, Amplified Translation says, for the word of God is living and active, full of power, making it operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating as far as the division of the soul and spirit, the completeness of a person, and of both joints and marrow, the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and judging the very thoughts and intentions of the heart. Have you ever thought about what if Philip didn't hear the Holy Spirit go and tell him to go where that eunuch was reading the word? But he listened to the Holy Spirit, explained that word to the eunuch, and that eunuch went on to help others with the word and salvation at that time. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit, once again, will never lead or guide us against the word. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But he will lead and guide us in all directions of this Christian walk that we have endeavored upon. He will lead and guide us in our daily decisions. He will lead and guide us in who to share the word with. He will lead and guide us in situations we don't even think about. But he'll tell us, sometimes even for our safety, don't turn on that street. Go the other way. Don't take off at that green light. car next to us takes off and somebody runs the light and slams through them. He leads and guides us in all aspects of our lives. Again, are we open to the leading, the guiding of the Holy Spirit? Oh, bless his holy name. All glory to God. Let me say amen, amen, and amen. Are you being led by the Holy Spirit? Are you walking in the full power and glory of Spirit? Amen, amen.
Woo! Amen. All right, Cardinal, you we got served up some black coffee this morning. Praise God. Lord have mercy. You know, the Holy Spirit is essential to our lives. We have no power if we don't have the Holy Spirit. You know, you have no Holy Spirit without accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. It doesn't stop at Jesus, but it continues with us, with the power of the Holy Spirit working in us and through us in this world. We can't just go to church every Sunday and charge ourselves up and keep it to ourselves, but that recharge is for those in the world who don't know Jesus or who need to be encouraged in him to keep going in this life that's so difficult. And I keep saying all the time that we are all a bunch of mini Jesuses out here in this earth. We are all part of the body of Christ, and we all have an obligation to witness to those who don't know Christ. Nothing works without power, okay? It either has to be charged up or plugged in or it needs batteries, but if we don't use those things, then we have no use for it. It doesn't work like it's supposed to, and the Word of God is what we have to share with others. We don't have to be perfect in our expression and witnessing, but we have to allow the Holy Spirit to use us to our fullest potential. And it's not about what we say or what we think. It's about what the Word of God says, because that's what those who are unsaved need. So we don't need to use our power. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. And like you said, with God, nothing is impossible. So that was an awesome, awesome, awesome word. And it's one of those that needs to be downloaded. We got black coffee today, and so we are truly grateful. Thank you, Elder Joe Stevens, for, you know, my cardinal. I love you. Thank you for that amazing word that you brought to us this morning. Amen. Amen, y'all. So, first Saturday in June. Amen. So, just a couple of announcements for you. Sunday, June 5th, which is tomorrow already, my goodness, we will have our in-person worship service at 10 a.m. with our praise team leading us in song and in worship. We will hear the preached word by our own Pastor O, but I kind of feel like Pastor O, even in his prayer today, preached to us. Ooh, that prayer was off the chain. Amen. You could just feel the power coming from that. And so, you know that you are all welcome to join us in our Sunday in-person service. All we ask is that you wear a mask. If you don't have one, no worries. We will provide you one. You can also listen to our service on Blog Talk Radio if you're just not comfortable with coming into the church yet. That's no problem. At 1 p.m., you can listen to our Sunday service on Blog Talk Radio by visiting our church website at rfcm.org and clicking on Recorded Sunday Services. Amen. Amen. Excuse me. Don't forget, every Sunday at 4 p.m., our amazing presiding person and our very own Deaconess Kathy Clyburn will be here on Blog Talk Radio with her show, Bring Back the Family. Amen. Don't forget to tune in and to make sure that you give her your support. Amen. Every Wednesday, 6 p.m., we have our Bible reading class. Deaconess Kathy Clyburn will be teaching from the book of Proverbs, chapters 11 through 15. Questions are available online at rfcm.org. Click on the Bible classes tab, or if you're in person on Sunday, they will be on the back table. So, you know, I always talk about the back table. There's always great stuff on there, questions, books, snacks sometimes. There's always something back there, and it's all free. So make sure you check the back table coming in or out of the sanctuary on Sundays. Amen. Amen. Every Saturday, Bondage Breaker Ministries holds their ladies' Bible class from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. For more info on participating, go to our church website, rfcm.org, and click on Christian Resources. You'll be able to get the information to participate in the ladies' Bible class, and Pastor Janice Tate is the teacher for that class in there. I mean, if you want to pay your tithes or give any offerings, the church website, again, rfcm.org, is the place to go. Click on tithes and offerings, and if you would like to give to the preacher that preached today, which was Elder Joseph Stevens, please remember to specify his name when you give your love offering, and we will see to it that he receives it. Amen. And the Lord Jesus bless you in advance for your kindness in sharing with us and with him. Amen. Amen. So for 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18 says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." And when you pray first, and when you put God first, over time, you will find yourself praying continually. Amen? We ask your prayers, of course, for those who are sick, those who are shut in, hospitalized, incarcerated. Make sure you pray for one another. Of course, make sure to pray for yourself. It's okay to ask God for things. The word tells you to make your request known to God. Amen. So we can pray for ourselves as we should. Amen. But we can't forget to pray for one another as well. Pray for our schools. You know, schools are getting out. Kids are graduating. Summertime always tends to be a little more dangerous because you got a bunch of kids who just don't have anything to do. And they just get in troubles. Amen. Okay, so pray for our schools. Pray for our children. In 3 weeks' time, everybody's minding their own business. People grocery shopping, doing what they do. Kids going to school, doing what they do. Doctors doing what they do. Young adults attending church service, you know, doing what they should be doing. And then we just had evil in the midst of all of that. So we need to continue to pray for our schools, our children, our doctors and medical professionals, our nation, our world, our leaders, as they constantly face major decisions that affect all of us. But everybody's not happy with the decisions that are made. So, you know, we need to continue to keep them in prayer, because if you're a leader, anybody who's a leader, not even on a I'm running a country leader, but I'm the leader of a school, or I'm the leader of in my place of employment, or whatever the case may be, being a leader is not easy. All eyes are on you all the time. So, you know, we have to pray for our leaders, because they're constantly making decisions that affect all of us, and everybody's not happy, but you can't please everybody. Amen. So we just ask that those leaders make the right decisions based on what the word of God says. Amen. Continue to pray for those who are missing and exploited, and those who are being trafficked and, you know, abused and misused. Continue to pray for all of our brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world. And continue to pray for those who are unsaved, those who, you know, have been church hurt, so to speak. I know that that's a term now, you know, because you have people who have been hurt by church or by people in the church, and so now they're so against the word of God that they don't want to turn back. So help us as a body of Christ to witness and use the power of the Holy Spirit as we should, to witness to people. You know, it's not our responsibility to save everybody. Jesus knows who is going to be saved and who's not. So just do what the Lord is asking you to do through the power of the Holy Spirit. If it's to plant a seed, then you plant it. If it's to water a seed, then you water it. Amen. So just do what the Lord is asking you to do, and he will do everything else. Amen. Again, continue to pray for all of our brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world. We know that the list is completely inexhaustible, so you add your prayers as you need to. Amen. Amen. So we have special prayers that we want to send out to Mother Irma Miller, who is still recovering at home, praise God. We are looking forward to the day where she will walk back into church. Amen. We do miss her presence very much so. Want to keep in prayer the father of our church, Tyrone Hamilton. Always want to keep him lifted up. We want to continue to pray for all of our mothers on the move at Running for Christ Ministries. And praise God, we're so happy they're still moving. Amen. Mother Cheryl, Mother Marilyn, and Mother Persia. Amen. Amen. I want to add a special prayer in there. My son's grandmother, we got a call the other day that she had kind of went, her body had gone numb on one side. And so I talked to her the other day, and she did, in fact, have a stroke, but there's no paralysis there, and physical therapy is going to be working with her. Her name is Mary Jones. She is still in the hospital, but hopefully she'll be getting everything regulated and getting into physical therapy and will be able to come home soon. So I do ask prayers for her. Amen. Continue to pray for all those who are bereaved. I mean, we know that the number of those who are bereaved and grieving is just something that we will never be able to fathom or imagine. But the Lord knows. Jesus knows. Amen. So we want to pray for our own Anita Chambers and the loss of her mother. Her arrangements are on Saturday, June 11th at Community AME Church. And that's at 4010 17th Street in Ecorse. Amen. June 11th, Community AME Church, 4010 17th Street in Ecorse. The family hour begins at 10 a.m. and the funeral service begins at 11 a.m. Amen. So please keep the entire family in your prayers. And also continue to pray for our sister in Christ, Keela Freeman, and the loss of her aunt, Elizabeth Bailey. Amen. Lots to pray for, lots of people to keep in prayer. I know it's always overwhelming because you start praying for someone or a situation and then you feel bad because you didn't pray for this. But God knows. It's okay. The Holy Spirit knows. Amen. So, you know, just do your best to pray as you can. Amen. Amen. So it's a new month. Amen. It's the month of June. We are 6 months into 2022 already. Time waits for no one. And so it's just moving right along. Amen. So it's a new month, the month of June, and we have birthdays and a lot of them. Amen. So first off, we want to say happy birthday to all of the Blog Talk listeners all over the world who have celebrated in these first couple days of June already. But you know how we do for our lovely Run for Christ Ministry family. We send love, hugs, and kisses and sprinkles and roses and cupcakes and all of that stuff. Amen. For those who are celebrating their birthday this month. So Harley started us off with her birthday on the 4th, which is that today? Today's the 4th. Today's the 4th. Happy birthday, Harley. Today's her birthday. We got Mother Cheryl on the 6th. We got Keela on the 6th. We got baby Luke on the 13th. The best president that we know, aside from President Barack Obama, is President Sharon Abraham. Amen. She will be celebrating on the 14th. Deacon Eric Reed on the 15th. Alexandria on the 16th. Denia on the 17th. Naomi on the 21st, and Deaconess Leaches on the 22nd. So we know how y'all do. Everybody celebrates their birthday for the whole month. So lucky for you, you'll be getting shouted out the entire month. Amen. So we say happy, happy birthday to all of you. Your Run for Christ Ministries family loves you. Amen. Amen. And last but not least is your devotional for today. And it's entitled A Prayer of Praise and Gratitude, and it's by Christine Brown. I will praise God's name in song and glorify him with thanksgiving. And that's Psalm chapter 69, verse 30. And she writes, as I began my prayer time this morning, so many needs came to mind. I started right away calling out those needs to God. I love bringing requests to him in my prayers and trusting his faithfulness to provide in each situation, thanking him for the blessings in my life. But I realized as I prayed that I left out one important thing. Besides praying and giving thanks, I've forgotten to praise God. The psalmist David reminds us in Psalm 69, verse 30, how important it is to give God our best praise along with our gratitude. David demonstrates a valuable truth through his example of praising the Lord while giving him thanks. Even in the most difficult times, when we are surrounded by discouragement, praise and thanksgiving together will make a difference. They can truly transform our hearts. Praising God brings us into his presence. Bringing worship and a grateful heart before the Lord deepens our relationship with him. Adding worship to our prayers changes our conversations with God. It creates a beautiful atmosphere where his presence can be felt as we pray. So I'm pausing to add praise into my prayers of gratitude today. Will you join me? As we pray, let's praise the Lord for who he is and thank him for what he's done. So as we say this prayer together, dear Heavenly Father, we worship you because you are Almighty God. You are worthy of our praise each and every day. Thank you for your faithfulness to us through whatever we are going through in our lives. Forgive us for forgetting to worship you in a way that you deserve. We want to offer you our best praise for who you are. The more we worship you, Lord, the more we sense your presence in our lives. You are a merciful and loving Father. We praise the name of your Son, Jesus, who died so that those who believe can have eternal life with you. Thank you for that awesome and amazing promise. You are so, so wonderful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We had a theme of praise going on this morning with the songs that Pastor played and with, you know, the prayer that was brought forth. So I thought this devotional was appropriate because we don't ever want to forget how good God is, and we want to make sure we are giving him his due praise. Amen. Amen. Those are your announcements.
Thank you, Crystal. Appreciate
you're
that.
Welcome.
Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. All you gotta do is hold your teeth real funny and say
you're.
Amen. Yeah, my dear got me all messed up. See, hallelujah. I don't know. I don't even know how she got up in there. You know, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I love it when she break it down like that.
Oh, my Lord, have mercy. And then got the Bible all wrong. The Bible just be all wrong.
She had like, Peter and Noah in the same place.
In the same place.
you put your head down and you get ready to pray, then you hear, and Peter was drowning,
yes.
But Noah stopped and picked him. Wait a minute, what?
But that's why you got to know the word, because you got to know that that is wrong. Amen. Even in a movie,
even
the
that
word
little girl,
right.
the little girl is like, "Nah, I heard all them names before, but
you're off. Yep, missed the mark.
You're off. Thank you, Crystal. Tell Amir we said hey, and you know we still pre-graduating.
Yes, amen. We taking all that. Amen.
I got a chance to see the pictures. Baby Holy Ghost showed them to me yesterday.
Yes,
amen.
Mr. Fancy Prom. Yes, he had a great time. He said it was a 10 out of 10. So, hey, I'm good with
that. Well, that's good. That's good.
Absolutely.
He need to have that fun. He about to join the grown-ups.
Yep. Hello.
You know how much fun that is.
He's like, everybody's scaring me. Everybody keeps making me feel like I'm about to just have, you know, wall-to-wall bills, and I'm just going to be grown. And I'm like, no, you can control that narrative, but it is real life. You know, it is what it is. You know,
real
it'll be okay.
Life, it is.
It's real life.
He'll be all right.
He'll be fine.
He'll be all
he'll
right.
Be fine.
We
he'll
all right.
Fine.
He all
that's
right.
Right. Hello. Okay. That's right. Amen. Amen.
All right, Crystal, be blessed. I got a lot of work to do. I got stuff, honey-do's to do.
That's
Saturdays.
Right. My pen pals, get it together. That's right. Amen.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Be blessed, my sister.
Amen. You too.
All right. Amen. I want to thank everybody. I want to start out with Deaconess Kathy Clyburn, who is on the road this morning but still getting it in. Amen. Going somewhere don't stop her from serving the Lord. And that's admirable. I thank God for that. Amen. And thank God for, Rebecca Johnson. Amen. Jumped on here and doing her thing and doing it big time. She's doing it bigly. Amen. So we thank God for her and her husband, Edward Johnson. Amen. And thank God for the altar call. I talk to the Lord a lot, so I tend to talk a long time. That's why you don't hear me do altar call in church or here a lot, because we talk all day, and that's a habit with me. And one time I had prayed 45 minutes on air, and Jesus, you know, anyway, thank God for the altar call. And remember, trust, lean, and rely on the Lord. He know if you do or don't. Amen. And again, I want to thank the preacher of the hour, because, you know, the power of the Holy Spirit is what we need. And we need to function in all the gifts that we've been gifted with. The Lord gave us those gifts for a reason. When Paul and them exampled the gift of casting out demons, that girl, well, they got through in jail. But then they exampled the gift of praise. And they praised God in jail. God tore up the jail, let them out, saved everybody's soul that was around there, right? Peter, when he was filled with the Holy Spirit along with that 120 in upper room, men and women, when he went out there and preached and those people heard that word, amen, it was powerful enough to get all those folks saved, 3,000 people. And guess what? They went around doing the same thing that Peter did. They were doing it by the power of the Holy Spirit. Why do we need his power? Because we're in this world, and this is the devil's world. He runs this. The Lord is not coming back here to fix this. He is a new heaven, a new earth, where none of the stuff that's here now will exist in the way of evil. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. He's going to root out all the things that got this earth tore up from the way he made it in the beginning. He's going to make it new. He's going to renew this whole thing, give us something we don't have, and that's the new Jerusalem. So God's not trying to fix this. Don't get in your head that the Lord want to fix this. The Lord is laser focused on taking out of this world a people to live with him forever. Okay? So our governments, I don't know if they're ever going to get fixed. Our police, if they're going to get fixed. Our politicians, the people stop shooting each other. I don't know. That they ain't never going to get fixed. But I do know that the rapture is getting ready to happen. And what we need to focus on is what Jesus told them people over there in Luke chapter 13, are you saved? That was his main focus over there, are you saved? He had been told about Pilate killing some Galileans and mixing their blood with the sacrifices in the temple. Jesus said, yeah, I know about that, but are you saved? Then Jesus told them 18 people had been killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them. Yeah, I know that happened, but was they saved? That was the major thing. So if you love somebody, make sure they're saved. If you love somebody, help them to understand how to live for God better. If you love somebody in or outside the body of Christ, give them a hand. See you later.
Real simple song. I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yeah. Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you. You. Yeah. I will trust. I will trust in you. Y'all help me. The Lord is my light. Everybody sing.
The Lord.